Hello and welcome to this special budget podcast. I'm your host Sachin Pal and I'll be talking about the logistics sector. The logistics sector is a mirror to the overall economic activity. When the economy came to a virtual halt during the lockdown, the sector played a critical role in prioritizing the shipments of essentials and medical goods. The activity levels have risen since, but the COVID-19 impact on supply chains, transportation and logistics has been tremendous, and the industry's response to this disruption has been mixed. With the recovery being uneven across India Inc., the sector is looking at the budget with a set of heightened expectations, as it holds the key in enabling the Indian economy to achieve its full potential in coming months. Over the past few years, the government has initiated a number of reforms in the logistics sector. Grant of infrastructure status, rollout of GST, and e-way bill have had a transformational impact on the sector. Given the magnitude of the current crisis, the trend is expected to accelerate as the government remains committed to reduce the logistics costs from 13% of GDP to around 10% of GDP over the next 3 to 5 years. In continuation with the previous year's efforts, the budget 2021 could actually unveil the new national logistics policy that the government has been working together with the industry bodies and participants. The announcement and reforms in this policy could be aimed at development of modern warehouses, multimodal logistic parks with real-time tracking and tracing of goods and services to reduce the output losses that have been occurring frequently due to lack of proper handling and storage facilities. Aside from infrastructure upgradation, the policy could also focus on standardization of policies and procedures to facilitate and streamline both domestic as well as international trade in a fast and efficient manner. The move would enhance the export competitiveness as majority of the exporters encounter supply chain issues and bottlenecks due to congestion, especially at the ports. Aside from this, the logistics sector is also expected to continue at the core of the next stage of the battle against the virus in 2021. Therefore, clarity and allocations regarding the development and distribution of COVID-19 vaccine dosages would facilitate and speed up the development of the necessary infrastructure, especially the cold chains, and boost the fortunes of the sector through fresh demand creation and employment generation. Another thing that the sector is eyeing is regarding relief packages. Many small-scale transporters are reeling under heavy debt burden owing to COVID disruptions as well as sluggish economic activity. Therefore, announcement of relief packages to support the fleet and warehouse owners would alleviate some of the existing stress on the sector and restore the shaken industry confidence. In addition to this, additional allocations in the forthcoming budget on the PLI scheme, which aims at making India a global manufacturing hub, will not only prove instrumental for the Indian economy but also have a direct impact on the growth of the logistics sector. With private capex being still lethargic, higher government spending towards infrastructure, housing and other large-scale projects would translate into better demand for the entire sector. Upgradation and development of waterways, ports, highways and roads would translate into improving connectivity and reach, especially across Tier 2, 3 and 4 cities. With that, it's a wrap on this edition. Stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more.